Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. A new law in Iowa will remove gender identity protections from the Iowa Civil Rights Act. The law, signed by Governor Kim Reynolds on Friday, will end state anti-discrimination protections for transgender people in housing, employment, public education, public accommodations, and more. Reynolds says the measure is needed to prevent courts from overturning Iowa's other laws that restrict transgender rights in school bathrooms and sports teams.
Common sense protections were at risk because before I signed this bill, the Civil Rights Code blurred the biological line between the sexes. It has also forced Iowa taxpayers to pay for gender reassignment surgeries, and that's unacceptable to me, and it's unacceptable to most Iowans.
Meanwhile, the nonprofit Iowa Safe Schools, which advocates for LGBTQ youth, says the law makes Iowa the first state to actively roll back civil rights protections. The group says it's, quote, a shameful display of power used to crush the most vulnerable Iowans, end quote. The bill takes effect on July 1st. The Iowa Board of Regents is scrapping two major programs at the University of Iowa. As Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly explains, the board voted last week to cut American Studies and Social Justice, partially due to lack of enrollment.
The number of students majoring in either Social Justice or American Studies has dropped by half since 2021. Originally, the university's College of Liberal Arts and Sciences proposed terminating the programs with the goal of creating a new School of Social and Cultural Analysis. But the Board of Regents decided to instead just focus on the elimination of the two majors. Regent Christine Hensley voted to approve the terminations.
I'm sure we've all gotten quite a few emails from various students, and I would just like to make sure that students understand that this has gone through a specific process that's outlined. That's not something that is taken lightly.
The university also cited staffing shortages in its request to end the two majors. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
Illinois Congressman Eric Sorensen says widespread federal layoffs last month included at least six employees at the Quad Cities National Weather Service office in Davenport. The Moline Democrats' office issued a statement saying the layoffs included meteorologists who do crucial local forecasts. The fired employees were probationary workers, meaning new hires or those with years of service who recently received a promotion. Nearly 800 employees of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association, including the National Weather Service, were fired under President Donald Trump's ongoing efforts to shrink the federal workforce. Illinois students attending public universities and some community colleges can now access prep courses for exams like the LSAT or MCAT for free. David Adams is the vice president at the education company Kaplan, which will provide the courses. He says the program is meant to help remove some of the financial barriers that students face.
It really evens the playing field for underrepresented communities, underserved students, economically disadvantaged students who previously had not had access to these expensive preparation programs that truly are necessary in order to do well and pass these licensure exams.
The program will also give students access to data analytics and cybersecurity courses to help them prepare for life after school. It's received $10 million in state funding through the Illinois Student Assistance Commission. And the village of Carbon Cliff remains under a water boil order after a water main break at its lower pump house on Sunday. On Facebook, Carbon Cliff's mayor Bill Hintz says repairs are completed, but its residents may still experience low water pressure in their taps. The boil order will remain active until further notice. Joseph Leahy, WVIK News.